just one halakha in the laws of Sefirat HaOmer. Of course, we explained that if a person misses the Sefirah with the Beracha at night, he's able to fix it in the morning or in the day, the following day, to count the Sefirah b'li Beracha. For example, last night, we're holding by 22. So he didn't make the Beracha last night. This morning, he comes to the Bet Knesset. Alman Hag is before Ashreh in Shahrit. We say, Hayom, Shenayim, V'asim, Yom La'omer, Shehem, Shalosha Shavuot, V'yom Echad. But let's say he missed the 22nd day in totality. Not by night, not by day. So, first of all, he still has to count. There is a misconception that people think that once he misses a night and a day, so therefore he does not have to count. This is wrong. He still must count just without a beracha, because there is opinions that say that he's still in. There's opinions that say he's still in actually with a beracha even. But we suspect any opinions that say no. But the counting, we all agree that he still has to satisfy those opinions. So now, he's going to come on the night of the 23rd. Now, seemingly, beracha he cannot say. So seemingly he's going to have to say, hey, Yom Shelosha Me'asim, Yom Na'omer. But Hakam Ben Sion, in the Or L'Sion Chedegima, Perekted Zayin, Siman Zayin, he says a Hiddush, that if he's going to count 23, without counting 22, so he's not counting consecutively, because he missed the entire 22. He went from 21 to 23. So therefore, when he counts, he has to say, Etmol haya shenayim ve'asrim yom la'omer shem shelosha shavuot ve'yom echad hayom shelosha ve'asrim yom la'omer shem shelosha shavuot u'shnei yamim. And if he missed two nights, then he has to say shelshom haya ve'asrim yom la'omer, etc., etc. As many days as he missed, once he goes back to counting, he has to catch up to the days that he's up to, and then he goes forward.